Co-pilots, technically known as first officers, will now be required to hold an air transport license. It will take 1,500 hours to qualify for that, and that's quite the increase up from today's standard 250 hours.
That doesn't mean that your first officer only had 250 hours.
Matthew Macri is the director of operations for Penair. He says most officers have well exceeded the 250-hour mark, and the change won't be too onerous.
We've known this has been coming long enough that for the past 2 years, most carriers have been able to adapt their hiring practices so that it wouldn't be a catastrophic event to where they have to, you know, furlough half of their crew force until they have enough flight time.
Congress mandated the FAA change the requirements after a regional carrier in the Northeast crashed and killed 50 people. The FAA blamed a lack of pilot training in that crash. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.